Track 14.
Pencils. What is one of the most common items in the classroom, even in a time of computer technology? The pencil. 1,000 years ago, pens and ink were the most common writing tools. People also used pieces of burned wood and sticks made of lead and other kinds of metal. These were the first pencils, but they were not easy to use because the metal inside was quite hard. In 1564, in Cumbria, England, a storm pulled a tree out of the ground. Deep in the ground under the tree, there was a large amount of a soft gray material. People thought it was a kind of metal. They called it lead. But it was not lead. It was not even a metal. It was a material called graphite, and it was perfect for writing. Farmers used pieces of graphite to make marks on their sheep. These graphite pieces worked even better on paper. They made a smooth mark as thin as a human hair. Today we know this material is graphite, but we continue to call the material inside a pencil the lead. Graphite was very useful for writing, but it did have one problem. Because it was soft, it made the writer's fingers dirty. So people began to cover the graphite with a piece of string or cloth, and later with pieces of wood. In the 18th century, several pencil factories opened in Europe and later in the United States. The outside of the pencils was painted in order to hide the low quality of the wood. Yellow was the most common color. In fact, it is still the most popular color for pencils today. The factories made some pencil leads of pure graphite, but pure graphite is very soft. So, the factories began to mix the graphite with clay. In this way, they were able to make some pencils with very soft lead and some with harder lead. A soft lead makes a dark mark, and a hard lead makes a light mark. The factories gave numbers to different levels of hardness. The most popular is number 2. One number 2 pencil can write 45,000 words or draw a line that is 730 miles, 1,175 kilometers, long. Even today, when some people take tests such as the TOEFL, the IELTS, or the GRE, they use a number 2 pencil. The mark of a number 2 pencil is the easiest for a computer to read. Of course, now many people take these kinds of tests on a computer, but others still use paper and pencil. One reason people like pencils better than pens is that if you make a mistake, you can erase it. But in the beginning, pencils did not have erasers. Instead, people used pieces of old bread to remove the marks they made. In the 19th century, people began to use rubber for many different things. A man named Hyman Lippmann noticed that rubber could erase a pencil mark. He added a piece of rubber to the end of the pencil, and the pencil eraser was born. In England, an eraser is called a rubber because they were once made of rubber. Some people still prefer to write with a pencil. Famous authors, including Ernest Hemingway and John Steinbeck, often used a pencil. Steinbeck sometimes used 60 pencils in one day. Although most people now use computers to write, pencil sales are still strong. Today, factories all over the world make about 15 billion pencils a year. About half of all pencils come from China. If you put all of those 15 billion pencils end to end, they would go around the world 62 times.